double value to the same thing.
On that point, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
And I think my answer is, well, I know my answer. I don't know if it will satisfy you, but my answer is no, we are not. We are allowing similar things to be considered in two different contexts. We're first saying that in establishing whether or not spousal support is appropriate at all, we need to take a look at a host of factors, one of which is earning power of the parties. Another is contribution by one spouse and the other to education. That's a factor to be considered, but it doesn't jerk up or jerk down the spousal support by any automatic factor. It's something you need to be aware of. On the second side of it, though, we are saying that the value of and the income from enhanced earning capacity is something you consider in determining any property distribution. And again, it is a factor that's appropriate. We're saying that earning capacity is something of a property value. And I think, Representative Parks, you actually did a good job in mentioning my firm, for instance. I may have 11 people, but I own the firm, and that firm has a goodwill value to it. That's really a reflection of my enhanced earning capacity.
That's kind of an assumption, isn't it?
Thanks a lot. For rhetorical purposes. But you know, right now, if I were engaged in a dissolution of marriage, it would be arguable that all of that is just enhanced earning capacity and shouldn't be considered in property distribution. It might only be considered in terms of spousal support. This bill simply says the judge should be looking at that value as part of property distribution also.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, where is
Representative Johnson.
Where is the phrase enhanced earning capacity defined?
In case law.
Yeah, I could give you the case. Here.
Well, I guess I'd suggest that if it's in case law, it can be redefined by case law any time they want, unless we define it here. And if there's a specific definition in case law that you think is great, then we ought to stick it in here in words so we know what it is.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah.
Final question, Representative Johnson.
Well, to the bill, if you want to give me an opportunity to do that. On top of page 2, we've reinstated the language at lines 2 and 3 that says that for spousal support considerations, the contribution by one spouse to the education, training, and earning power of the other spouse shall be considered. Also, in that area, in lines 4 and 5, we have for spousal support, the earning capacity of each party, including the educational background, training, et cetera, shall be considered. And yet, now over here, we're taking those same exact two factors and putting them in at lines 23 and 24 on page 3 and calling them property. So the thing's going to be counted twice. The person's going to get double payment for the same factor. And I don't think, I hear that, I keep hearing that that's not the intent, and yet that's what the words say. So there's nowhere in here that says if you give it a value or if you divide the assets up between a married party and you say, okay, now this guy over here has got a doctor's degree, and so that's worth $100,000. We'll give her half of that for $50,000. There's nowhere in here that it says that after having done that, you're going to reduce the analysis of how much spousal support she needs because you haven't increased her earning capacity any other than maybe a little bit of interest in the bank. And so, you know, I think we're really expanding things way too far here.
Mr.
Counsel, I'm sorry, Representative Bell.
You referred to page 3, lines what?
23 and 24, the only sentence that's left in there.
Okay. Oh, okay, just that one sentence, because all the rest of that was taken out.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Counsel.
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, Representative Parks is the practitioner here, but unless there was a gross miscarriage of justice, which would be appealable, in the way that dissolutions are done, you have to you divide the property, and then you decide whether there's need left. And so the court, I mean, has the discretion now in part to do this. But because these things are discretionary, the court, and first they do a property dissolution, I mean actual property, and then they look at the spouse who is not able to be self-supportive and then determine based on the property determination whether or not spousal support is necessary. And because of the mechanics of the way the statute is implemented, it would not be possible, unless it was appropriate in very limited situations, for it to be doubly counted to the benefit of the spouse.
Okay, so the question is, if
Representative Johnson,
if we're really not trying to double count here, what's wrong with saying in here that it won't be double counted? What's wrong with putting a clause in that says if this is counted as property and the value is given for it, then it won't be counted again for purposes of determining spousal support? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with
Chairman? Representative Parks?
What's wrong with it, Representative Johnson, is we horse around and won't have enough chance to get it through the Senate if we bring it back and stuff.
Mr. Chairman?
That's okay with me.
Mr. Chair, I call a question.
Either do it right or not do it at all.
Question been called for. Clerk, call the roll. House Bill 3224.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Evanson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Bannock?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sarek?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3224 passed to the floor.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson gives notice of possible minority report.
That requires Representative Johnson to...
Can't do it by myself?
No, committee rules.
Used to be able to in the old days.
Okay.
The good old
Democrats stopped.
That's right. The Democrats put a stop to that. But I appreciate your giving us notice.
I'm just a freshman. You have to forgive me on these rules.
House Bill 3224 is passed to the floor. Representative Parks will be asked to carry that bill. Anticipate discussion on the floor. Close the work session. House Bill 3224. Open a work session on Senate Bill 61. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 61 simply amends Oregon law relating to confidentiality of peer review organizations. The bill was originally passed from the Senate with an error, and in correcting the error, I inadvertently admitted a couple of words. The dash two amendments restore those words and should be adopted.
Thank you, Council. Representative Edmondson moves the dash A2 amendments, Senate Bill 61. Discussion. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none. They are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Edmondson moves Senate Bill 61 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion. Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll. Senate Bill 61.
Representative
Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Terry?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 61 passed the floor. Representative Bell, please carry that bill once again. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to ask if you run train station announcements or airport announcements.
That's what I'm doing. Thank you. Close work session, Senate Bill 61. Open work session, Senate Bill 1006. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1006 is at the request of the State Bar Pro Bono Section is supported by the Attorney General's Office. The bill simply provides that nothing in the laws relating to the Office of the Attorney General prohibits the Attorney General or staff from providing pro bono or volunteer legal services.
Thank you, Council. This bill is ready.
Yes, sir.
Representative Edmondson moves Senate Bill 1006 to the floor with due pass recommendation. Further discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
This bill has been a long time coming, and I think it's great that the Attorney General and his deputy and those folks are supporting it, because it's a very, very good bill, and I'm real excited about it.
Thank you, Representative Clark.
Given the, Mr. Chair, given the fine work of the Revenue
Edmund.
Committee this session, well, the legislature may need some of this pro bono work.
Ooh, further discussion.
Not from this Revenue Committee member.
Hearing none. Clerk, call roll. Senate Bill 1006.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 1006 passed to the floor. Representative Clark, having spoken so eloquently on behalf of that bill, I'm going to yield the assignment, even though it was given to me once before. Appreciate that. Close work session. Senate Bill 1006. Open work session. House Bill 2788. Learned.
Wait one second.
Learning?
Wait.
Learned?
Oh, okay. I'm up.
Formerly learned.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2788 was introduced at the request of Representative Baum. It allows an individual who is being sentenced on an offense for which they could be incarcerated to be ordered to do community service without that person's consent.
Thank you, counsel. Discussion, House Bill 2788, dash ones are before us.
Yes, dash ones need to be.
Representative Edmondson moves. Dash one amendments, House Bill 2788, discussion of the proposed amendments. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a further motion on the bill as amended? Representative Edmondson moves House Bill 2788 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, clerk call roll, House Bill 2788.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Bennett?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Terry?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2788 passed to the floor. Representative Baum will be asked to carry this bill on the floor. Close work session, House Bill 2788. Open work session, House Bill 3154. Learned.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3154 was introduced at the request of the and National Association of Independent Insurers. This bill comes with a test, and you can only vote on the bill if you can find the amendments. What this bill does is add three traffic offenses to the racketeering statutes.
Page 2, line 35, I win.
Would you like us to tell you what your prize is?
A week in the Judiciary Committee.
I'm pleased that the chair noticed that I did not indicate what the prize was for me.
Yes.
What this bill does is add certain traffic offenses to the RICO statutes that those individuals who run insurance scams on a regular basis can be charged under Oregon's RICO laws.
Thank you, counsel. Representative.
I'll move the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Good. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3154
that
to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion, Representative W.G. Kelly Clark.
No.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk call a roll. House Bill 3154.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative
Edmondson? Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Park?
Aye.
Representative
Terry? Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3154 passed to the floor. Volunteers?
I'll carry it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, now you have so many.
Okay, I will
carry
it.
We want Representative Johnson or Parks or
I like
Bell.
Representative Johnson to carry it.
You can ask him questions on the
racketeering. Racketeering.
Racketeering.
All right.
That's a black shirt and a white tie when you present.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Close work session, House Bill 3154. Open work session, House Bill 3492. Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3492 was introduced at the request of the district attorneys. Currently within statute, there are mandatory conditions which must be imposed on a person who is placed on probation, and then there's also a list of discretionary requirements. What this bill does is move from the list of discretionary conditions of probation to the mandatory list, the ability to test somebody for abuse of drugs. It also deletes the requirement that there be a correlation between the probation violation or the testing and the nature of the offense or treatment of the offender.
Thank you, counsel.
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion, House Bill 3492. Representative Mannix?
Move the bill.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3492 to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk call roll. House Bill 3492.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Bennett?
Aye.
Representative Park?
Aye.
Representative Terry?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3492 passes the floor. Representative Parks be asked to carry this bill on the floor. Thank you very much. Closed work session. House Bill 3492. Open work session. House Bill 3444. Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill came at the request of the Attorney General. What it does is give the court authority to order a person to provide a blood sample upon conviction or adjudication of certain sex offenses for the purpose of doing DNA analysis to identify perpetrators of sex crimes. The bill also provides that DNA evidence may be used to either prove or disprove the identity of the person. There are dash one amendments
which were technical drafting amendments.
Thank you very much.
The bill goes
as
to Ways and
Means. All of
means.
Our amendments at full. Appreciate that.
Well, these are really technical, technical.
Technical
with it.
Technical dash
ones.
Thank you. Representative Parks moves the technical dash ones to House Bill 3444. Discussion of the amendment. Objection to their adoption. If not, they are adopted. Representative Parks, further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Parks moves. House Bill 344 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion. To Ways and Means. Further discussion. Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Cesari?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3444 is passed to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close work session, House Bill 3444. Open work session, House Bill 3448. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3448 gives police specific statutory authority to perform what's defined in the bill as community caretaking functions, which is basically non-criminal investigation law enforcement activities such as assistance of strangers, directing traffic, that kind of stuff. There are dash one amendments. This bill was introduced as a response to a Oregon Supreme Court case which said that unless police had specific authority, statutory authority to do this, that evidence observed at the scene of a incident like this would not be subsequently admissible in court.
Thank you, counsel. Discussion? House Bill 3448. Dash ones are before us.
I move the dash.
Representative Parks moves dash one amendments. House Bill 3448. Discussion of the amendments. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none. They are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Parks moves House Bill 3448 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion. Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll. House Bill 3448.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Park?
I'd like to carry the bill. All right.
Better vote yes, then.
Representative
Cesari?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3448 is passed to the floor. Representative Parks, please carry the bill on the floor. Thank you very much. Close work session, House Bill 3448. Open work session, House Bill 2577. Learn it.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2577 has been before this committee once, if not twice. What this bill does is preempt or repeal the current preemption statutes in Oregon's law dealing with the ability of local governments to regulate guns and imposes new requirements and restrictions.
Thank you very much, Council.
There are dash six amendments which need to be adopted.
Dash six amendments are before us. Discussion on House Bill 2577. Representative Clark. Representative Clark moves the dash six.
Right.
Amendments to House Bill 2577. Discussion of the amendments. Objection to their adoption. Hearing none, they are adopted. Representative Clark, a further motion on the bill as amended.
To the floor.
Representative Clark moves House Bill 2577 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion. Representative Johnson. Further discussion. Hearing none, clerk, call roll. House Bill 2577.
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative
Johnson? Aye.
Representative
Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Park?
Aye.
Representative Cesari?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2577 passes the floor. Representative Clark, please carry the bill on the floor. Thank you very much. Close the work session. House Bill 2577. Representative Edmondson?
Say he's going to carry the bill. He shouldn't carry his gun at the same time.
That's what I said, Mr. Chair.
I need to. Representative Clark.
May I borrow the Judiciary Committee armor for the floor debate that day?
Yes.
We will disperse our platoon.
Further business to come before the committee.
Can you please remind the members that we're going to start meeting weekly, but hopefully for a shorter period of
Thank you very much. It is the intention of the chair to ask all of you, since you're doing so well on Fridays, to also share with us your brilliance on Tuesdays in full committees.
It's our hope meetings will be about a half hour.
This was a classic today. You all are to be commended for your fine work. And for those, hopefully there wasn't anybody here in the audience today who'd never seen us work before. might get the wrong impression, but this is actually a great tribute to the good work of our subcommittees, that the full committees are able to expedite these proceedings as much as we are. With that, Representative Clark?
The finest of those subcommittees will take up at 2 o'clock.
We don't meet today in criminal
subcommittees.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kathy, we thank you for your goodies again today. Superb quality. Council, all three of you, terrific job. Thank you all very much. Have a great weekend. We are adjourned.